Today's unanimous vote by the National Cattlemen's Executive Committee in favor of my bill to prohibit Japanese beef imports if they don't reopen their market to U.S. beef reflects the growing frustration over the unending delays in reopening that market. I'm grateful for the cattlemen's support. They know better than anyone how badly the one-sided beef embargo has hurt us economically. In Nebraska alone, it's cost us $875 million and a loss of 1,300 jobs. The next step is for Japan to inspect those U.S. beef facilities authorized to ship to Japan. Japan has not provided a timeline for conducting its inspections, and I'll continue to push Japan to conduct these inspections as quickly as possible. Of course, President Bush and Prime Minister Koizumi will be meeting in less than 2 weeks, and I would expect to hear from the Prime Minister an announcement that Japan will be resuming imports of U.S. beef soon. If not, I'll begin the process to enact the legislation I already introduced that would ban Japanese beef imports by the U.S. It's a matter of fairness. If they don't accept our beef, which is the safest in the world, we shouldn't accept theirs.
I made a couple of thoughts, I don't know.